Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What's the biggest cause of an automobile accident?
Women drivers.
What's the worst thing about getting decapitated?
Everyone's always ahead of you.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down just $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You'll still start off the season with a dub. With DraftKings parlays, everyone's got a chance at even bigger basketball wins. String together multiple bets from the same game, or build your parlay across multiple games for a chance to make that payday even sweeter. Basketball is more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BAMPOD. New customers get $200 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook using code BAMPOD. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Be a man.
Experience!
So you see this as family? He turned down millions upon millions from these fucking developers. Was this Australia?
Yeah. Australia, yeah.
All right, did you see this shit? Yeah. Would you do that, be a man?
Well, it's a nice piece of land. It's maybe beautiful. They have money, they don't need it. But the people that are abutting, they like it because they feel they have a cul-de-sac now.
That's right. That's right. Right.
So they're safe for their kids. Yeah. People aren't speeding through.
It's kind of worked out for the community and for those fucking loners who want to be, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But you think you would pull a stunt like this? Would you have the stick-to-itiveness to reject the millions?
I have a friend that owns a log cabin, and he always says he wouldn't sell it for all the money in the
really?
World.
Really?
You know my buddy.
Yeah.
How much would you sell the log cabin and your land for?
How much?
Yeah.
Put it this way, Bill. No, you can't. You couldn't. You, no one has enough money to buy that.
Okay.
you can't buy a dream.
Okay. That's all I need to know, buddy.
We've made an example out of
well,
you.
Well, there
you go.
Yeah.
Be a man proved it live conclusively that there are people out there like that. He knows one of them.
I think, now $50 million, I mean, if someone went to him with a legitimate offer of $50 million, would he turn it down? If someone's waving that cash or that check in front of you,
yeah,
would you turn it down? I mean, how much is that? 2 acres?
So how about this?
Is that what that was? 1.99 acres or
but
something?
But here's the deal, though. Say you're your friend Duncan, right? And the guy goes, no, I'm legitimately offering you $50 million. You could go buy another fucking log cabin at another mountain somewhere. Why wouldn't you do that? A bigger and better one.
I think it's definitely in this fucking guy's case, he saw that fucking he had a great fucking piece of land, lived in a fucking great neighborhood, and was like, fuck it, I don't want to change this. And the fact that everybody else sold out probably fucking fueled him to be like, you know, you fucking motherfuckers, you all fucking caved in, and fucking, I'm going to be the last guy fucking standing, and
right near Logan Airport, there was one house that stood forever between Route 1A and the Blue Line station. It was one house that was there forever.
They were holdouts? You think?
Yeah, at the airport, they didn't sell the airport, but now it's gone now, so yeah. Maybe parents died, maybe the kids sold it. It was like one house standing.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
I mean, these people obviously must be fucking loaded, right?
Yeah,
they must have their own millions.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah. If that's the case, if they're already fucking loaded, and fucking it's just like a fuck you to the developers and to fucking, you know, gentrification and to all that shit.
There's a nice piece of land they kept for themselves too.
I was loaded rich and I lived there and a bunch of people were like, we want to buy your house because we're going to fucking change the whole fucking neighborhood, I'd tell them to stuff their ass.
Yeah, it must be weird for them because all that land was barren before. Now he's got hundreds, if not thousands, of neighbors.
Yeah,
yeah, no right? shit. You know, this reminds me of the kids' movie Up. Ever see that?
Yeah.
It's a great fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
They try to run him out of the fucking neighborhood with his house, they did. So he said, fuck this. He attached a million balloons to his fucking house, and he flew away with the house.
Cranky old mailman my father.
Wasn't that great? Yeah. That was a great fucking movie. It was the same thing, though, but he couldn't hold out. They gave him the fucking papers, said, you're out of here. We're going to tear your fucking house down. So we came up with the balloon technique.
Yeah. This guy just fucking put up a couple of fences and said, go fuck yourself.
Right.
I think it's a fucking great move. I think it's a manly move.
It's really
a stubborn fucking manly move.
Be stubborn. Be a man.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Crocodile Dundee. Maybe it's him.
Yeah.
That guy.
Did he die?
Australia.
Didn't that guy die?
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive? Yeah. Paul, whatever his name is?
He's a fucking... Paul Hogan. He's an elderly feller.
Yeah, he's going to be up to
AIDS. I heard he was gay.
No.
Yeah.
He was married to a nice broad for a long time.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
No, he's I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. Probably it's probably both, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
That's not a knife.
Fuck.
That's not a 12-inch dildo.
That's not nah.
All of a sudden that movie's like 35 years old.
Right.
No shit.
He was a one-trick pony.
Yeah, they made part two, but that didn't go over.
Right. No. It's like, all right, now, you run back along to the fucking bush country.
Be a man. Experience!
This is a crazy story.
Yeah,
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, so there was a pilot that's facing charges after a daredevil skydiver was decapitated in a mid-air fucking collision. So this is one of those fucking douchebags in those wingsuits.
Yeah,
it wasn't even a parachute.
The great thing about this story is the part that really cheered me up was when his decapitated fucking head body, parachuted to earth with no fucking head.
What landed first, the head or the body?
Oh, man. The fucking
probably the head because the head's on the fucking helmet. Oh, and fucking if the head fucking came off, he's wearing that wingsuit, so his body's still probably fucking
flapping. He came down fucking headless.
So when you have one of those gliding things, right?
Yeah.
Body gliders, whatever it's called.
Wingsuit.
Wingsuit, okay. How do you land?
You basically...
No, they parachute there, no?
Yeah. A lot of them... parachute on the top.
On the ass area.
Yep.
Almost the white thing?
No, okay, that's so the black thing. The black thing above the white thing.
Oh, so they pull it after a while and they parachute down.
Yep.
But not this time.
Yep, not this time.
Can you imagine the sack be a man? Seriously, would you ever consider doing anything like that?
No, I would never.
I just don't need thrills this way. I'm sorry. The only thing about the pilot thing, you're reading it, you're all for the pilot, and you go, he was found with no license, another weird shit. Yeah, he didn't have a fucking license. Or something. Did he have a couple little issues?
Yeah.
At the end, I went, oh, because I said, why are you breaking the pilot's balls? Some fucking boob wants to put on a suit like that and jump out of the plane, and he gets run over by the fucking plane. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, what are the odds of this happening, too?
What, do you get sucked into it? So he jumps out. Wait a minute. The propeller hit him in the head?
No, I think the wing did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wing hit him.
What the fuck?
A day was a mix-up in their signals about he zigged when he should have zagged.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the pilot's probably a little fucked up. You know, some of them, they're both fucked up. But I'd let the pilot go.
Pilot's devastated, I believe, right?
Yeah, he said it's the biggest, worst thing that's ever happened in his life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be bad for business, right? As far as, like, I mean, this guy probably made a fucking living out of these extreme sport fucking goons.
And this guy's done, what, 200 dives to get to get killed?
Yep.
What was that? Was it in France or something?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That really sucks when it's not your own devices. If you're that kind of guy, you want to go into a mountain. yeah. full speed on your own. Yeah, it's yeah. your own device. You know what I mean? But when you get 200 missions successfully, only to get his fuck. Not you know something? I'm now for him, even though he sucks too. I'm on his side now. The pilot's a fucking boob.
I mean, that's got to be one of those things. Like you said, you. Did it 200 times that you fucking, that you laughed right? in the face of death. And I've seen some of those crazy fucking videos. Yeah. Like, they go into fucking, like, cannons and
usually
shit.
Usually that's how it
and
ends.
They're like fucking, like, 15 feet off the ground and they're just zipping through these fucking mountains.
Right? I'm watching Band of Brothers final. You must have saw that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm watching that and all the paratroopers coming down getting killed. They were dead.
Fuck, unbelievable.
See, I was, like, for a long time, I didn't know that that's how it worked, that you hooked the fucking thing onto the fucking wire, and when you jumped out, it just pulled the fucking thing right.
Yeah.
Like, so they were, the parachutes were being deployed as soon as they jumped out of the fucking plane.
You know, all these years, I wondered how the parachutes opened that way.
I thought they always pulled the ripcord.
I swear to God, I saw the string, and I saw the thing, and I did notice that they do open right away. I never thought it was the string, though. Am I an idiot? I can't be the only one, can I?
No. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought. I was like, I'd see the thing, and it's everybody hooking on. I'm like, why the fuck are they hooking on if they're about? Jumping out?
How come nobody ever told me this?
But a lot of times they have a second emergency one in the front, I believe, right? Which is smaller, so they get fucked up to break their legs, definitely, if they land.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of times there's ones that you deploy yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
How about those poor pricks? What happened? His parachute didn't open. Oh. What happened to the emergency one? That didn't open too.
Oh yeah, you're done.
He's fucked.
But that's got to be even worse if you survive death and you just make it down and you just fuck yourself up just enough so your life is fucking ruined.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if you jump out of a plane, you ain't surviving no matter what.
No.
But if you have like the second smaller parachute,
that's
where you get fucked up. You get banged up because it's smaller and you come down quicker.
Yep.
Fucking guy don't know what hit him. Down.
President Bush jumped out when he was like 90 years old.
That's right.
Right?
Wasn't he attached to somebody?
I think so, yeah.
I don't count that.
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought the same thing.
The greatest one is when that old lady flipped upside down. You must have ever seen that video. It was legendary. Yeah. She was hanging on by a fucking thread. She was literally upside down. Her fucking shirt was, her fucking stomach was flabbing. It was a disaster. It was an epic fail.
Oh, yeah.
It's hysterical.
There was a lady recently that fucking, I think she broke the record for the oldest person to skydive, and she was like 114.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I got no sack for any of this shit.
When you're that age, if you fucking sneeze, you break your ribs.
Right.
But maybe that's a good way of being like, all right, you know what? I've lived fucking long enough. My fucking quality of life totally fucking sucks. I'm fucking 114 years old. Fuck it. I'm going to go out the plane, and if I don't make it, fuck it.
Jump off the plane, don't pull the parachute.
Yeah, right?
Usually anything like this, I have no sympathy for people. Like, say that the zip line guy who goes into a fucking tree.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of the ball game for good. I don't feel bad.
I don't think we could do an episode like I just mentioned because you're such a compassionate guy.
Yeah.
I usually give the fucking thumbs down to everybody. Yeah. Say, yeah, what happened to Bill? Oh, he went ziplining. Yeah. He ziplined right into a fucking oak tree head first. If he's not dead.
I don't care about it. If someone's on your circle of trust, you don't care about him.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Well, and the fact that fucking, like, that's written into the man code. If you do something fucking stupid, you deserve to die. Plain and simple.
Listen, family, my three little kids, whatever, I'm going to go jump out of a fucking plane with a fucking Batman suit on, whatever the fuck it is, right? I hope to be home for dinner.
You'll all
be fucking fatherless at 5 years old because your father wanted to jump out of a fucking plane with a fucking suit on.
And then the guy fucking, he turns pro for fucking doing that. And the poor fucking family, they're just sitting there. He's going to work. Yeah. And they're thinking it's going to be the last time he walks out the fucking door.
And then the only silver lining they can say is, like they always say, well, at least he died doing something he loved. Get the fuck out of here with that line. I hate that line.
Me too.
Yeah, okay. How about if your baseball player get hit in the head with a fucking baseball and killed? You going to say that?
Yeah. Shit.
Somebody did in a major league game. One person.
Way back when. Yeah, fucking
Didn't they put him on his shoulder and carry him over home plate?
Like they fucking.
Something
fucking logged out.
Yeah, something happened. Jeff, someone died running
you know his
the bases?
Name? I know. Wait a minute. I know. Hobbs?
No.
Roy Hobbs?
No.
Isn't that the guy from the Natural?
Yeah. Carl Mays was the pitcher. Isn't it funny?
Oh, who hit him?
Who beamed the guy, but I can't remember the fucking batter.
Remember the guy who beamed Tony C?
Hamilton.
Jack Hamilton from the Angels.
Wow. He was a fucking dastardly villain for beaming Tony C. The Italian kid.
He had a reputation.
Right here from this very town we're in. Right?
Yeah, he lived here.
Right?
He had a reputation for fucking throwing at people.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't take any fuck.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Risk, you know what I mean? Sorry.
No, and I think that's a fucking crucial part of the fucking BMAN teachings.
Oh yeah,
is fucking never take a fucking risk unless it's worth it.
BMAN.
Experience. This guy that fucking was a tenant from hell for an Airbnb. He fucking basically he got the Airbnb and refused to leave for 500 days. He's still fucking balls. There.
Who tolerates that?
How the fuck can you tolerate that? I will go to jail. You?
Yeah. I mean, some shit, you know, has to be taken care of on the street.
Absolutely. Care, right? I've read enough of these type of stories. You read about these. They pop up. I see them on TV. The key is to not go to the fucking law, the court right off the bat.
Yes.
You got to go the other route right off the bat. Yes. Sense, you're getting the fuck out of this house today.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And that's probably what happened is that you fucking, like, you're supposed to report all that shit through the app of fucking Airbnb. And then fucking, basically, they tell you that fucking they can't do anything. No doubt. If this guy was fucking sleeping in my goddamn bed.
Oh.
Yeah. And fucking like, because most people fucking rent these things out seasonally.
Right.
Or they'll rent them out if they're gone for the weekend. Imagine that you fucking rent out your Airbnb for the weekend. The guy that fucking comes in that's supposed to be there for 2 days moves in and never fucking leaves.
What state was this?
I'm not sure, BMA.
California. I think, right?
This happens a lot. There was
Brentwood.
There was a case similar to this. I mean, there's a million of them. I read it.
Brentwood
all the time.
Is where OJ's from, right?
Yeah. The guy remodeled the fucking house and tried to put it for sale, the squatter.
Why the fuck did he do that?
The court kept saying that the guy doesn't have to leave yet. He tried to sell the fucking house because he had access to some information.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck he did, there was the real owner saw the ad for his house for sale.
Somebody, there's like 3 or 4 fucking different cases going on right now.
What would you do?
Did the guy ever leave the house to go shopping?
Yeah, I mean, he had I'd imagine.
He would get run over.
Exactly.
It was my house.
Or as soon as he leaves.
Have someone run him over.
But, like, as soon as he leaves the place, you fucking go in with locksmiths and change the fucking lock. What's the big fucking deal?
The big deal is the guy that owned the place is a pussy.
That's what it seems like to me. And then he went by the books, and totally got fucking
hosed. A lot of people
are
fucking civilized, I guess.
This is clearly a case for street justice.
Yeah.
You don't go to the fucking law for this one.
Is that the squatter right there?
Yeah, he looks like
fucking. He's a baseball bat off his fucking head. Fucking look at him,
right?
Fuck you, idiot. Fucking dope.
How about this? You go this. You can live here all you want, and you.
Is he still there? Or is he out?
He's still there. He's still there. And the judge basically said that he can stay.
Yeah, they flipped it
California,
over to the Airbnb
right?
guy, saying he wasn't up to code and this and violations.
Oh, give me a break.
Like, how can it fucking go on for 500 days? That is absolutely mentally insane.
Because the court system sucks, and the guy that owns the place is a pussy.
He's a pussy.
You know, this guy's a fucking douchebag, too.
But even if you're a pussy, you hire some goons. Get it done.
Yeah.
But this whole fucking syndrome, right? This leniency is a trend for everything in society being accepted. This. Everything that's sucky and makes common sense. Go, this is my fucking house. Get out.
You ever rent to anybody?
It's rented now. I think about it.
Yeah, that's worked out, right?
Yeah, it's worked out good, but somebody could fucking. I always say, what if the guy doesn't leave? I think of that. I think of it every time.
Well,
I go, if he doesn't fucking leave,
it'll
then
be a problem.
He'll come up with another solution.
He'll have a problem.
Yeah. There's no fucking way I'm doing this. If somebody doesn't leave?
Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't give a fuck.
Did you ever own like a two family? Anywhere else where you rented?
Never.
First time you ever rented anybody?
Yes.
Up there. Okay.
This place, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've had opportunities to own places and two families and been with girls or married to people who want to buy a two family and rent out. I don't want to be a landlord. I don't want to deal any bullshit.
No.
I really don't. Like, in your situation, it's a vacation home.
Yeah, well, these
it's a little different.
These are transient people. They work at the off season is shipyard people. So they come and go, fucking guys, single guys.
Mm-hmm.
But how about if they go, listen, the guy won't leave. Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here, nurse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right, right.
Right?
And, like, in this particular situation, it's like, you look at the squatter and it's like, yeah, he's a scumbag and you fucking. But
it's like a
weasel
fucking real estate guy or something, right? The real estate salesman.
There's just no excuse for the person that rented it out for tolerating that, for not coming up with some sort of solution. That's on him. He dragged his feet. He approached it like a fucking pussy. He could have fucking went in there when the guy was grocery shopping and changed the fucking locks.
Absolutely.
He could have did probably a laundry list of things, but he went through the fucking courts, and this is where it got him.
In California, which is,
of course.
Fucking outcome.
Yep.
They were all for the
O.J.
degenerate
town?
And the criminal.
O.J.'s town.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe O.J. will come and fucking stab. O.J. wouldn't put up with that shit.
He'll be found with his fucking throat sliced in the fucking alley.
Fucking bloody gloves in the fucking parking lot.
See, if O.J. did that, everybody would like him. Say, the guy was squatting.
Yeah, he had it coming.
I fucking sliced his throat. I don't fucking blame you.
Yeah, right.
The best was when they were doing the Murdaugh trials.
Oh, yeah, Murdaugh.
When O.J. came out and he did a thing where he was talking about it. And he's like, it doesn't look like this is going to end well. Trust me, I know.
That fucking guy's unbelievable, isn't he?
No, OJ or Murdaugh?
OJ, that cocksucker.
He's
out and about now, though.
Oh, he's having a fucking ball.
Yeah. He's out and about.
He's having a good time for himself, man.
Picking up some loss. How long was it away?
He got a good over 12 now.
Yeah, but that was nothing in comparison to. He did that standing on his fucking head.
It was nothing. Fucking asshole.
Be a man. Experience.
So this definitely sounds like something that I'd get into with fucking some of my buddies back in the days. This guy crashed into a fucking police station while blasting fucking Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
And fucking was just like fully fucking raging. These pictures are fucking, I'll put up the pictures. The pictures are fucking amazing of the dude fucking.
Oh, man.
With the car in the police station, and fucking, there's a cop in the corner, and he's walking through, like, fucking, he was probably going to get his coffee. And he's like, what the fuck?
It's like something you see in a movie.
He's like a suicide bomber. That's what they do, but only theirs explode.
Yeah.
The Three Stooges did, remember, when Larry, they were playing Pop Goes the Weasel?
Oh, yeah.
And he had to get the truck, and he drove it into the fucking arena so Curly could keep fighting?
Yeah.
He plowed right through the fucking brick wall.
I mean, it's one thing if you accidentally crash into it. I mean, look at how far into it he is.
Well, previously, he slammed into his neighbor's house that he hated, right?
Yeah.
So he knew he was going to get arrested anyway, so he figured he'd go out in style.
That's fucking awesome.
It's pretty dramatic.
You got fucking Guns N' Roses. Really? Welcome to the jungle.
You got it. In a way, you, when you hear about it, you go, this is fucked up, but I kind of like it in a way.
Right? Well, he knew he was going down, so...
Wow.
I figured I'm going to get charged with the first house I did, so... But, I mean, you know, lucky he didn't kill anybody. I'm happy no cops got hurt.
In prison, he'll be known as the guy that drove to the fucking police station. Everybody think he's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Be a hero.
He stuck it to the man.
No shit.
Right? He'll be that guy. But you know something? This is bad, you know, whatever, good, bad, whatever. What really sucks when you hear these very scenarios when it's into some fucking poor person's house. That happens several times a year.
Someone got no money, fucking the house is done.
Yeah, fucking
somebody's been condemned.
Right? Somebody drove through his house at 3 a.m.
Oh, the guy I've talked about, the guy, the crazy neighbor that lived in the place that I lived in, he fucking, after he went to jail, fucking, and got kicked out of that apartment building, he fucking, it was like a month or two later, I saw him on the street, and he was like, he was all fucked up, and he was like, dude, I'm going back to jail again. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, I just drove through fucking somebody's house, and I fucking walked down the street to the fucking corner, and his car was still fucking in this guy's living room.
Running.
In fucking Beverly. Running. Oh.
It's a classic look. I can see it right before me now. You seen that look? Yeah. Fucking poor Mildred and Harold are in bed. The fucking car slams to the house.
House is condemned.
The house is fucking condemned.
They're fucking watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, they were barely hanging on by a thread prior to this. Only to have it all end with a fucking car coming smashing in at 3 a.m.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, maybe it was a blessing. They've always looked for a fucking, you know, an excuse to remodel, but never quite had the money.
How about they goes, what happened to him? He died in bed. Really? Would he have a heart attack? No, a fucking guy ran him off in his house.
By his Chevy.
He got run over in his sleep.
What do you mean? Where was he? On what road? No, in his house. Some guy drove off the fucking road on crack.
It's always like the people with no money, you see that happens to, right?
Well, you know why? Because they get those bad spots.
Depressed areas.
Yeah. Like, you ever drive by those houses, go, look at this fucking house. Man, it's right on the road.
Yeah,
how
come this house has never been?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you see ones that have the guardrails that didn't work.
Oh.
Right? Fuck around the corner.
I could never live in a house like that.
Be a man. Experience!
How about the mafia boss who was on the run for 30 years? Got cancer treatment and died.
Who? Diabolique? They called him Diabolique.
Diabolique.
That's a great fucking cool name.
That's a cool fucking name.
Have you seen Diabolique?
It's like something out of a James Bond movie.
He's a handsome prick, ain't he?
Oh, yeah.
What Mateo. Happened to fucking Diabolique?
Fucking died.
30 years on the run. You fucking believe that? Yeah. You think he had a few helpers along the way or what?
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't find him?
Well, didn't he behead a fucking 11-year-old kid or something?
Vicious. Killed fucking judges, tortured prosecutors.
He was Cosa Nostra. Huh?
Yeah. I like that he was sentenced in absentia for multiple life terms in prison, right?
So they he was sick and that's how they got him?
Yeah.
When he was getting treatment?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This guy fucking, that's fucking Borsellino. No, that's Falcone. I remember these stories.
No shit.
This is when they rigged the fucking manhole covers with explosives. And they used to take out motorcades when the fucking cars were going by. They hit the fucking thing. Boom. Explosions right in the street.
Really?
Him and his successor went the same way.
Yeah.
No shit.
Back to back.
Is it worth it?
That's why these guys who fight the mob, they get a lot of fucking balls when they see two, more than two of them were blown
up. Big
balls,
small brains.
Fucking Falcone.
Look. So what was the, the guy's 60?
Yeah.
And he was on the run for fucking 30 years.
His whole life.
There's got to be a lot of government helpers in there keeping him sustained. Just like Whitey. Remember they couldn't find Whitey for a long time?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know where he is. Okay. Yeah, I know. All right. Fuck out of here.
He was at the airport once. He threw a bag to someone. He threw a bag of cash to someone.
Yeah.
And then he took off. They didn't find him.
17 years hiding in plain sight. Do you believe the fucking cops didn't really know where he was?
FBI protected him.
You know what happened? I think they got fucking outed when America's Most Wanted decided to run the thing on him. And then the lady from Iceland goes, I seen that guy in the fucking apartment. Then the feds had to fucking pretend like they were looking for him. Yeah. It's my theory.
Well, they wanted to protect him because they didn't want him to tell the real
story. Exactly. He got the lock in the sock.
Yeah, guy from Massachusetts. Guy from Billerica, I think, wasn't it?
That's a good way to take somebody out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That hurts. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew a kid that fucking whacked the shit out of a kid fucking with a sock full of D batteries.
Oh, yeah. Pretty similar.
That's smarts.
Oh, yeah.
Hotline. Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
This is from a fan that encountered a bad smell down there.
Yo, what's up, your man? I have a question for you guys. So I was dating this chick, a few times. Very attractive girl. You know, seemed to have to be well put together. So second date, third date comes around and, you know, we go back to my place and things are about to get going. And so I take her pants off and I notice that there's a ferocious smell. And I mean, like, this was singeing my nose hairs off. So I'm like, you know what? You know, being a man, I go through, take care of business, and I figure she's having an off night. Cause, you know, I've had a few off nights too, and the gooch gravy's not exactly on point. But, so I figure it was an off night. So the next time, same thing. So it ended up being too much for me, so I just eventually just kind of parted ways with her. So my question for you guys is, tell me about an experience when you've had that same situation where it was just too much for you to take, or did you just power through it?
Yeah, I mean,
all right, man. Love the show. I'll catch you guys later. I'm gonna go take a dump in the woods and wipe my ass with a pine cone. See you, man.
There you go. I think you talked about you fucking just left, right?
Up and left.
Yeah.
I came up with a crazy excuse.
I went down there to fucking chow it, and it was so bad I fucking almost puked once.
Can't do it, man.
And you know what the smell is.
Oh, yeah. I've got
steel load.
Ooh, it's rough. I've gone down there when it was like, I don't know if you want a number to say it's a 6 in the scent level. But if it's higher, I'm out.
You were fucking, things are fucking happening. You go down and you notice the smell. Would you fucking say, go in the shower?
Now, well.
Sometimes that doesn't help.
Yeah, I think it's internal. Yeah. It's internal, like, you know.
It's like having bad breath.
It's like people like me, like, burp, and I always smell my burp stink. They go, ugh.
Yeah, well, some
people. It's internal.
People have, like, bad breath. They could brush their teeth, but a lot of smell comes from your insides.
Yeah. The gases.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you got a stench like that down below, something ain't right. You got to get a treatment.
Go to a filtration plant.
You need spray, something.
Irrigate your box, be a woman.
Irrigate your box.
Isn't that what a douche is for?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a fucking box irrigation system.
Isn't it funny when people, okay, that's what it is, right? And then people go, you're a douchebag.
Yeah.
It's funny how that became a huge saying over the years, huh?
There it is.
Oh.
It's like a hot water bottle.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You're a hot water bottle.
Let me ask you something, you
fucking
man.
Hot water bottle.
Do you know any women where you actually saw their douchebag?
No. Probably something from like the 50s or something, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Before Vagisil.
Exactly. I mean, because you openly say to the husband, can you get me my douchebag, honey? is hanging on the door.
Yeah, the douchebag is super old school because, like, say something like Summer's Eve. That's not like a bag. That's just, it's almost like an enema. It's right. Like the little plastic, yeah, like bottle, and then you squeeze it in there, and it's got the fucking applicator tip.
Yeah. How about this? Your wife's douchebag. You think it's a fucking hot water bottle. You get it on your cheek. You go, what the fuck is that smell?
Yeah, I think douchebags are gone the same as fucking diaphragms.
So you see that. Okay, think of that image. Now, all the times we've called that guy, he's a douchebag. So that's what you are, one of those?
Yeah
you're a hot water bottle.
I don't see what's so bad about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad at all.
No, it doesn't look bad. I think it'd be like a see-through bag with like cloudy water in it.
Yeah, so somebody, I'm a douchebag. You mean I'm a rubber bag with a hose attached to it? Okay, fine.
Yeah, but so that's probably like, that's, I guarantee you there's a whole subculture of broads that fucking make their own douches. And it's all like fucking like organic.
Yeah. Lemon and fucking water.
Oh, yeah, organic douche.
So I guess the douche is the act of the cleaning, scrubbing.
Yeah.
So can you apply that to like other areas douche of your body? Douche my face and my ass.
Douche my asshole.
Oh, I do that. I say that. Douche. I've said that? That. Yeah.
Right, you could do that, right?
I say that like if I'm going in for a shower, I'm going to take a quick douche. And
it's body perfectly douche. Legitimate.
Yeah.
To say such a thing. A douchebag.
Be a man. Experience.
What did you learn, Tay?
I learned what a douchebag looks like. That's what I've taken away from this.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your big takeaway?
That's my big takeaway.
You know what's funny? I vaguely had an idea that's what we were going to see, but I had to re-see it after all these years.
I had no idea. I thought it was going to be like a see-through bag with like dirty water.
So, yeah. So in all honesty, is that the first time you've ever seen a douchebag?
Yeah. There's all different kinds of douchebags.
There really
like
is.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. Right. Well, I've learned to never jump out of a fucking airplane for any reason whatsoever. I don't care if you have 12 fucking parachutes, if you've done 900 missions successfully, you got to depend on the fucking pilot not chopping your fucking head off with a wing. So I promise you, I will not be going that way.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.